Podcast. Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here for Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Greetings and happy Memorial Day weekend, Kiss Army.
Absolutely. And all the way from Canada, we have Mr. Andrew Kiss.
This city deserves a better class criminal, and I'm going to give it to him.
Very good.
Thank you.
That was pretty nice.
Hey, listen, you know, I really want to get to things because there's a lot to talk about.
Podcast Rock City News.
First thing that I found with news today was a report from everythingkiss.com, which shows, it says, coming soon from the peeps that brought you Kiss Cola. Who wants this? Kiss Army Root Beer.
I love root beer.
So do I. That's pretty cool. Kiss Army root beer. See, they're ready. They're ready to get into the next flavor. And you know, obviously we're gonna have Demon Red Berry or something. And what is it?
It's like Cola Wars all over again. Now Kiss is in the game.
Yeah.
Just hope they don't put blood in that.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true, with real Kiss blood.
No thanks.
That's funny. This isn't a bad move for them. This is kind of cool, you know? This is something they could release every couple of months, a new flavor of soda, and people are going to go out and buy it.
And no one buys the lime one.
Peter.
That's what I was going to say. We need some kind of like a citrus blend of some sort.
Yeah, a Mountain Dew for Kiss.
For some reason, basically. Peter's has the most caffeine in it.
He's using the old school recipe when it really used cocaine
still.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I thought this was really cool and I wanted to bring it up. Hey, you guys out there listening, don't forget you can send us emails at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you all the other stuff as we're going through the show. Yeah, that was pretty big news. Then I sent you guys a link, but Andrew said he couldn't open his, and it's an interview with Gene Simmons where he said, we will not be doing Kiss in our 70s.
I saw that today. Actually, Sonny sent me that earlier.
And he said that, you know, he has to carry 40 pounds of gear around, and he's 67 years old. He said, you know, he said it would have been smarter for us to be like a U2 or the Rolling Stones, you know, but we did things the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't you think he could still go out? They could go out without makeup and still people would go. I would go, wouldn't you?
Okay, yeah, maybe, yeah. Okay, so this will come up again later in our main topic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kiss canceled their show in England because of the terrorist attack. Do you guys think that was wise, or you think they should? Were they even allowed to? I don't think
they were even allowed to. I don't think they had a choice.
Yeah, like the venues just shut down for a while. It wasn't Kiss's decisions, what I heard.
Right.
But hey,
okay.
Let me ask you one more thing about the Gene Simmons thing. Did you see what it said at the end?
Oh, about what he wants to do, like have maybe a free show?
Yeah, he's like, it's going to be a party for sure, and maybe even a free show. That was the most shocking thing in the whole article, as far as I was concerned.
The words, yeah. Gene Simmons and free.
Yeah, something doesn't compute.
Right. So I was sitting here watching it with Karen, and of course I was like, you know, wherever that show is, we go. And she was like, oh, absolutely. And I'm still hoping and wishing that it'll be at, like, Central Park. And
dude, it's going to be in Delaware, and they're going to have platform sandals they can put socks on. And
that's awesome.
Prime for retirement.
Hey. Delaware. We're in Delaware. That's pretty awesome.
My luck, it'll be like out at sea somewhere, like on a freaking aircraft carrier or some shit.
Yeah, you won't want to get on it. You would do it, though. I'd get you on there.
I'd probably
do that.
You'd
be like B.A. Baracus. Yeah. I'd knock you out, and all of a sudden you'd wake up on the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, that would be great.
It would be. Okay, so let's go back to the Manchester thing. Truthfully, though, do you think they should have found another venue and done the show and been like, we're not going to let our lives get dictated to us by people, you know? And don't get me wrong. we can't play with people's lives. I get that 100%. But you also can't stop living your life because people, you know, because you got knuckleheads out there, you know, that every day there's a chance somebody wants to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. But I think that still had more to do with they had a lot of intelligence saying that the possibility of an attack around there was extremely high.
Okay.
Like another attack. So I still don't think that that was an option.
Right. So what we're saying is it would have been the smart thing, even if there would have been, don't do this because it's too dangerous.
If there's any possible chance of someone getting hurt or killed, you know, like, would you want that on your conscience for the rest of your life?
No, I mean, I already feel bad. I'm not a big Ariana Grande fan, but I feel horrible for her.
Yeah.
She's thinking to herself probably every day, if these kids weren't at my concert, they would be home with their family. It's terrible. It's terrible. You know, there's no, anyway, I can't even.
A little tidbit. I don't know. You can edit this out, but just kind of cool to share with you guys. My dad is actually from Manchester.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow, he came over here in his teens. Yeah.
Cool. So does he have a sweet British accent?
No, he lost it as soon as he got here because he was tired of people asking where you're from or whatnot.
Oh, really? That's kind of cool. Okay, so there was one other little piece of news that I saw, and it was that it looks like the new issue of Franchise, I think it's called Franchise Magazine, has Gene and Paul on the cover because of their rock and brews. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, kisses everywhere, dude. You know?
Kisses everywhere. Kisses everywhere. Okay. All right, so how about this? Let's get into the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
This week, you know, we mentioned that we were going to talk about the Winterland / Sydney show, but because of the holiday sneaking in here, you know, we weren't able to do that. We'll do that next week. So what I decided to do was I sent a message to the guys and I said, come up with three questions a piece that we want to pick each other's brains with. So
I made jambalaya too. So it was a potluck.
So this will be fun. These kind of things are always cool because I don't know what the questions are. They don't know what my questions are and so on. And that, you know, so you're really going to hear our honest opinions. I'll go ahead and start. Jody mentioned earlier that Kiss could go on tour without makeup. And so that was my thing. Would it be smarter for them to just end it, retire, and say, look, we're done? Or do you think it, and that would be, end the Kiss legend, the Kiss hysteria, the Kiss history, the Kistery, you know, or do you think that they should take off the makeup and go on tour?
I think that I would love to see them take the makeup off and go on tour, but that's just me being greedy, I think. I think that in reality, it's kind of better to go out on top, which means in the makeup and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's being greedy. It's for the diehards. Like, if they still want a tour, there's still going to be that demographic of the theaters and whatnot to just, yeah, play more of those gems and, you know, just not have the pressures of, like, oh, well, the majority of the fans want the hits and they want the show or whatnot. Well, you don't have to do that anymore because you're retired. Same thing when they took the makeup off before. The general public forgot about them almost, so there's not that pressure of, oh, you know, just being out on top and being Kiss, they can just do whatever they want because they're not in the public eye, really.
But don't you think that to the band itself, it's better to leave the legacy behind of, you know?
I know, but I'm sorry to say, but like you hear Paul, like that their heyday is almost, I hate to say their, but you know what I mean? Just like they were already on top a while ago. True. Now, I don't know. It's,
I mean, I would love to see it. to see them carry on, but I don't think that it's the best thing for their like legacy to be left, because you know it won't be as successful.
Right.
I guess you can see that, but just, I guess, as you said, the more selfish kind, you know.
Yeah, like, we want to see him forever, if possible.
But I get what you mean, though, yeah.
Right.
If you look at, like, what Gene's doing, right, and you look at what Paul did on all of his solo tours, you put that shit together and just play all those deep cuts, like Andrew was saying, mm-hmm. we'd all fucking love it, dude. And we would still go, but they would lose, like, the basic, you know, like, the tire kickers and shit, like we say. Just the randoms.
Yeah, they would be able to play, you know, instead of a 20,000 seat arena, it would probably be more like 8 to 10.
Yeah.
Or maybe even less, you know.
It'd be like the same theaters that Gene's playing in now, almost like a club tour.
Right, yeah.
But it would be sweet.
It would be. You know, I think that, you know, Kiss could never do a Rolling Stones style show where, you know, Mick walks around the big stage and runs around the big stage, but
and
everybody
he's pulling
else
pulling his fingers at you, and I'm pulling. Yeah.
but everybody else pretty much stays put. You know, it's not a high energy show for the rest of the band. Paul Stanley could never stay still, even if he was 70, and you know, or even Gene. You know, there's no way people want to see high energy when it comes to Kiss. That's why they go.
Yeah.
You know, which is also what Gene was saying. He goes, you know, it's a full-on experience, you know, if I'm too old to do it. He didn't say that, though. Those weren't his words, but that's what he meant. You know, we're not going to be doing this in our 70s.
Well, get you guys, A535 to sponsor it.
But don't you feel, I mean, I hate to be Buzz Killington here, but don't you feel like Kiss is kind of already totally not moving on stage as is? Like, Paul kind of dances a little bit, but Gene just kind of stands there, and Tommy's never really been one to move a lot.
If you look at Tommy's a walker. He does a lot of walking back and forth, you know?
I'm not saying that the show isn't good, but if you could, like, even if you just contrasted a show today versus even the reunion, they're all over the stage on the reunion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you can't compare. You can't even compare now to, like, even the Revenge Tour. You watched that show.
Oh, my God, they're flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, you know, 20-plus years ago, though, too. So, and they were already kind of 25. Up there then, right?
Right, right.
Oh, did you guys listen to the Jericho Stanley the latest Revenge interview?
I have not yet had a chance to listen.
That was the first time, because you hear, like, people tell interviews when they say, like, he just avoids it, and that was kind of cool to hear the audio of him, just like when he brings up Vinnie Vincent, and he's just like, and we're done talking about that, you know. So it's just kind of funny to actually hear that. But yeah, it was a really cool interview. Chris always does a great job.
Oh yeah,
I need to hear that. His interview was so good, we did a show on his interview, remember? The last one.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, we did have a new famous person following our show.
Casey Cole.
Who you got?
Dora Pesh?
Eddie Money.
Huh, yeah, Eddie maybe, Money.
Yeah, maybe he's a Kiss fan. That's interesting.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't you guys throw something out there?
Oh, okay. So it's kind of a bit of a bummer one almost, but with a silver lining, I think it's kind of cool. If Eric didn't get sick, but he did get fired after On the Shade, what do you think his career, like, how do you think that would have?
Shoot, that's a tough one. That's,
you know, like, who would he want to jam with? The Rockheads, you know, just like, how do you think Eric's career would have taken off with another band? Would he have made like a super group? Like,
who would he
have jammed with?
That's good. I think that there's a really good chance he would have joined Ace. They got along real well from what I understood and read, you know.
Bottle and Blue and all.
Yeah.
That would have been sweet if he would have hooked up with Ace, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't you think that's completely possible? That
absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
Gene and Paul have been tripping to have two Kiss dudes doing something, you know, together, I think. But I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, Eric and Ace on tour together,
Plus, Eric could sing a lot more and shit. Because he has a pretty good voice, dude.
Yeah. I think that's what I think. That's what I believe would have happened. I think that Ace would have been on the phone with Eric Carr going, yeah, we got along very well. We played together. We wrote together. We toured together.
It'll be great.
It'll be great.
It's rock and roll, Carly.
What do you think, Jodi?
I think that's the coolest idea I've heard of that I could think of, really. You know, if he didn't hook up with Ace, I don't know. He probably would have just hooked up with, just some 80s band, you know?
I think he would have done a lot of cool thrash stuff because he was a big Anthrax fan. Like when they were touring during the Crazy Nights, he'd always hang out with them and watch their show. I think he would have had a couple of really heavy side projects.
That I would have been totally into hearing. I would just hope that he wouldn't just link up with some, you know, as a drummer for fucking Wasp or whoever, you know, whoever was around.
Talk shit about Wasp.
I'm not talking shit about Wasp. I'm saying Eric's in a different class than just some other 80s band. Once you've been in Kiss, you're kind of a couple steps above everybody else.
Right. No, I agree. I know what you're saying. It's kind of like, Mark St. John, he wasn't in Kiss very long, but once he was out, he started White Tiger, which,
was terrible. Never, let's face it.
It wasn't good. And it's just like, instead he had a chance where, he could have done other things. And they gave him his own band because he was the guy, in Kiss at one point. That's what did it, But Eric Carr could have never gone. Like Eric Singer, when he wasn't with Kiss, he just went to drumming with, Alice Cooper and, going on tour. And Alice Cooper never went, hey, look, there's the drummer from Kiss. He's playing with me. It never worked that way.
No.
So
do you guys feel sorry for those dudes? Because it's like even Ace and Peter, nothing that anyone that's been in Kiss has done solo has come anywhere close to Kiss sales-wise or, influence cultural importance and all that.
Ace, Ace's, recent albums have done pretty well.
Yeah, but, I would say he's done the best post-Kiss.
The best.
Better than Vinny or Mark or Peter or anybody else.
But he still hasn't touched, what he did with the band,
Well, to be fair, no one has really.
No, that's true. Yeah. Exactly.
Who do you think's number two in that? Probably Bruce has had the most success post-Kiss? Or maybe Vinny? What do you think?
Probably Bruce.
I would say Bruce.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all of his solo records plus Union.
Do we even know where Vinny is?
No, yeah, but the thing about that, as far as I would still say that Vinny had, at least videos playing on MTV and he hosted, Headbangers Ball and, got that kind of, he did get that kind of push.
I think Bruce would have too if it was a couple years earlier. Because by the time Bruce and the reunion, MTV wasn't even playing music videos, I don't think.
Oh, that's pretty true.
Definitely had a Headbangers Ball.
Yeah. That's too bad.
That's too bad. But he's moved on. He's still doing great in Grand Funk. He's still got a pretty successful career going here.
He does. Mm-hmm. When we talked to him, he still talked about how many Kiss fans show up at the Grand Funk shows just to see Bruce Keeler.
Hell yeah, dude. If they're playing like around me, I'd definitely go check it out.
Yeah, hear Bruce played some cool music.
I like some of that Grand Funk anyway.
That was a good one. That was a good one, Andrew. What do you got?
Oh, thank you.
Jody?
Oh, man. I kind of threw mine together today because I didn't. I worked.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah, I did too.
So, let's see. Here's one that I had. What if you had to delete out a guitarist in Kiss? And it would be gone forever. So, delete Ace's shit or Vinny's or Mark's or Bruce's or Tommy's or whoever's. Whose would you scrap?
Probably Mark's.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. I mean, and there's people out there right now going Tommy Thayer, but I wouldn't get rid. I mean, I love modern. Mark St. John, You
just
know,
just the records though, not like necessarily.
Oh shit! I thought yeah, it was just so, like his solos.
So no. What we're talking about is possibly getting rid of Animalize.
Oh shit! Then fucking get rid of Sonic Boom.
No. Here's what I'm saying is like, okay, you got Ace, you got Vinny, you got Mark, you got Bruce, you got Tommy, right? And they all have played on records. I'm just saying, like, which guitarist's work would you totally delete from Kistry if you had to delete one?
That's really hard.
I guess we could include Bob Kulick's work.
Yeah, that's really...
Because he's on enough stuff that...
I guess you're going to have to say Mark.
See, that seems like the obvious answer, but at the same time, I don't know if I would be able to get rid of Animalize. I fucking love Animalize.
But also, if we got rid of somebody like Tommy Thayer, then you're also losing stuff off of... just to be clear, we're talking about Wally's in the band, because you're also going to lose, if we don't have Tommy Thayer, then we also don't have certain songs on like Psycho Circus,
right? And we wouldn't have, like, if you didn't have Tommy, you wouldn't have a Kiss. But I'm just saying the recorded works of such guitarists.
Okay, so while he was in the band, I would probably have to go with Tommy Thayer. Although,
yeah, me too. He's a great guitarist, but yeah.
I'm not as emotionally attached to his work as I am to even the Mark St. John stuff. You know, there was, however, that's not saying that we don't like it. It's just saying, to me, it's the least important. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I love those singles that came off of Monster and Sonic Boom, so.
Yeah, but at the same time, for me, Animalize is, I have to have Animalize. It's just such a big part of me being a Kiss fan. It was the first one I ever bought when it was new, you know what I'm saying? So it holds a special spot for me. But, I don't know, could you get rid of what Bob did? So you have the stuff on Alive 2, you have, maybe we could just get rid of what Dick Wagner did.
There you go.
There's only a few that way.
But was he ever really in the band? No,
that's true.
Yeah, because Bob was never really in the band either.
So. Yeah, so maybe we can't choose Bob.
You know, this reminds me of that show that we did, Jody, where it was, and let's do this now because this will be really interesting.
Okay.
If you could get 2 more years of the original band.
Okay.
In makeup, together, recording records back in the 70s and the 80s. So it would be like 1980, 81, 82. Let's say that, okay? And the original band would have stayed together. Would you sacrifice 80s Kiss?
Oh.
Fuck no.
Wipe that out. Would you do that? Would you say no more? I have never heard of 80s Kiss. Kiss retired after 82. The original band fell apart. Would you sacrifice, you know, what we know as, you know, Asylum and Lick It Up and Animalize, all that, for just a couple more years of the original band?
Nope.
That's what I want you. No, I wouldn't do it either. But I'm curious. I bet there's some people that would. Podcast Rocks City 1@gmail.com. You send me your hate mail and I'll push it through to Andrew.
Okay.
I'm kidding. So that's that question.
If you have any nude pics, you can also push that. We don't need Joe seeing that, so just bypass that, too.
That's funny. Okay, I'll go. Okay, so let's say Kiss does a tour right now where they're going to pay homage to their past, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Want to see...
Hold on, you're breaking up real
quick. Hotter than Hell?
You were me? Breaking up, yeah. Are you there?
Okay. If I could point to a map and tell you where I was, you would understand. I'm like in East Bubble. Okay. So let's start.
So like that end of 7 where you're in like some car in the desert.
I would say basically yes.
Oh, okay.
I would say basically yes.
Shooting you down with our love guns here on Podcast Rock City.
Yeah.
Kiss was going to go on tour and pay homage to a tour before, You know, would you, which would you rather see? Would you rather see the, let's say, Hotter Than Hell tour, right? Mm-hmm. Or would you want to see Crazy Nights?
Probably Crazy Nights.
Not me. I'd have to go Hotter Than Hell.
Hotter Than Hell.
Crazy Nights tour was just, I don't know. It was great, but it was, there was no kind of real stage or anything.
I know, but I want to see those, you know, just the infamous logo that everyone keeps talking about.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
We get it with Gary Corbett, and he can actually be on the stage, because that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, too.
It would be really cool, because then you could say that, hey, dude, I saw Bang Bang You live.
Yeah, we don't need to. That's
I actually witnessed that. It was pretty cool.
Oh,
So, Jody, you would go at Hotter Than Hell. Andrew, you go with Crazy Nights.
Which is weird, because fucking Hotter Than Hell's my favorite Kiss. Actually, no, the Elder actually took that spot as my favorite.
Really?
Really?
And the guy I worked with thought I was fucking nuts. He said, that's stupid. I said, I like Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, you know, the cool thing is
he calls me Ace, too, so that's really cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I remember the last time we talked, you said that the Elder was trying to sneak in there as your favorite record.
So the big red cowboy boot.
It worked its way in.
Damn.
All right, for me, it would be, I would want to see Hotter Than Hell. I think that's just something that I never got to see Hotter Than Hell. I was too little, but, you know, that would be, they were so hungry back then, you know? And
wouldn't that be cool if the side screens on stage, if they had it all grainy and black and white like Winterland? That might be cool for some songs.
Oh, man, see? Yeah. Mm. Golly.
Why is it widescreen? Oh, no, that's just their weight now.
What's that thing where, oh, man, some I wish I could remember what it was, some little documentary or mockumentary that Kiss did, and was it Paul and Gene are sitting there, and Gene says something like, you know what the difference is between now and the 70s, and Paul says, you're heavier?
Yeah. I think that was Kisteria. And it was,
is that what that Eric was?
Just like, yeah, just like, what's the difference between Kiss then and now? Gene's bigger.
That's awesome. All right, Andrew, you're next.
Mine kind of mirrors your question. It's about a stage show, but it's what would you like them to bring that they haven't really on any tour that's not just a bunch of fucking screens and kind of boring. You know, like, you can have, like, a classic style, like a Love Gun or something kind of stage show. What would you want, but that's completely different?
Man.
I would like them to take almost like what they did with Destroyer, but just amplify it. So have, you know, just like giant, almost like a big power metal stage show. So have giant crystals on one side and have kind of like a guillotine and a big castle, very Alice Cooper meets Dio kind for Gene, you know, like something like that. Maybe go to Terra Home and Garden and get a bunch of plants and whatnot and have like a jungle back there.
Andrew, that's funny. I think for me, you know, I would have to say that's a tough one. You know, I've had the opportunity to see a few shows, and I think maybe I would just want them to take the Alive 2 show back on the road with the full stage. And
yeah, that'd be cool.
You know?
That would be cool. You know what I'd like to see?
What about you, Jody?
I'd like to... This is not what you might expect from me, but I think it'd be kind of cool if they kind of did the Hot in the Shade thing again, except maybe Leon would be a little bit more like... just like the all-seeing eye. Like totally some Illuminati Hot in the Shade kind of feel. But I always thought that stage show was one of the better ones. It was definitely one of the better ones I've ever seen Kiss do. And I've seen a bunch of the shit post-reunion too, you know? But it was
huge. Finally got some giant sunglasses on Leon.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And I don't know. I thought that it was, you know, a big rock show from Kiss, because, you know, previous, what did you didn't have anything on Crazy Nights, or the Asylum was just a bunch of, you know, cabinets and a big logo, and then Animalize. I mean, ever since they took the makeup off, they didn't really have a big show. So I think if they somehow,
except for Revenge.
Well, yeah, I'm saying previous to Hot in the Shade.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, brain fart.
You know what I'm saying? It was a huge. It was like something Maiden might have done. You know, like a huge rock show.
Very Power Slave.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, kind of an updated. Maybe it doesn't have to be a fucking like a Sphinx or whatever, but it could be something big and grand like that instead of just huge TV screens and a few cabinets that they like they do these days.
And I know that, look, I know that putting up those big screens is expensive. I know that's not cheap, you know, but it feels like they're cheaping out. You know what I mean?
It's just, it's boring.
Well, yeah, it depends where you're at. If you're at the, like, up on the lawn or something, you can pretty much only see the show on the screens, which makes it a lot cooler if you're way up in the nosebleeds or something, but I don't know. I think they could do like the big show and have a big stage show, but still have two huge screens on either side that everyone could look at. You know what I mean? You don't need the one in the middle.
Well, that's standard fare at a lot of shows.
That's what I'm saying.
But a lot of stuff that they put on the screens now, it's kind of just like moving cover art, it seems like, or just like moving background. I'd rather the big stage.
Yeah, the big stage show is something that's kind of lost these days due to technology and screens, you know? But I really don't think you need one behind the band, you know, just put them on the sides or something and then have the big show. It would be so much cooler that way, I think. It would have that, like, classic concert feel. Because when you go to see Kiss now, it's still
fucking... Or bring binoculars.
Yeah, I mean, it still rules, but there's really hasn't been, even on the reunion, the stage show, really, they really haven't had one. I mean, yeah, on the reunion tour, like, the cabinet's raised up. And, of course, they have the fire and the bombs and shit, and you know, all the flying and the all that shit, but the actual stage itself, it's like Kiss gave up on that idea after Alive 2, really. They, or maybe after Dynasty, I guess. But you know what I'm saying, they always had a new badass stage for each tour, and they just don't do that anymore.
And they were constantly developing, you know.
Yeah, so I'd like to see something like that again more than I'd rather see. I mean, I'd love to see the Love Gun situation, but I'd still rather see something a little more grand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. Jody, let's do one more from you.
And okay.
All right, what you got?
I got one that's just kind of, what do you guys think, man? Alive or Alive 2, and why?
I'd say Alive for me, just because there's less... I guess technically there are more overdubs, but it's also more live music on there. Plus, I like those songs better.
So okay, for you, it's just a better collection.
Yeah, and you don't have like fucking Tomorrow and Tonight on there.
Oh,
right. Yeah, I said it.
Right in the balls, dude.
I'm sorry, but
it's okay.
You're in the Vienna Boys Choir now.
I would say Alive as well, but it's not that I don't like the music on either of them. I, as much as I love Alive 2, I have never loved how it sounds. I don't know. It does to me. It was like there's never enough low end in it. You know, it seems thinner. Then you know when you listen to Alive, it's Alive.
Alive's a bit more raw.
Yeah, and more well rounded as far as the sound goes. And Alive 2 always bothered me because it just felt so tinny. I don't know.
I don't dislike Alive 2. I just might definitely prefer Alive.
Alive. What about you, Jody?
Man, that you know I love them pretty much equally, but see for me like I had Alive first, right? But it was on vinyl, but Alive 2, the first version I had of it was just the double cassette that was, you remember those? And so I was able to take Alive 2 with me everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So in a lot of ways, when I kind of go back to it more than I do Alive, even though I love Alive, like it's one of my favorite albums, period, you know what I'm saying? And Alive 2 is as well, though. But I always loved on Alive 2 how, like, you know, like Alive, has a certain sound, and like Alive 2, a couple years later, they were way bigger, and I perceive that because the crowd's 10 times louder, and it's just a totally different Kiss. It's like two separate bands almost when you look at the way the set is, you know what I'm saying? Like the old Alive has, like, it's less tempo and more like the Kiss groove, like a Watching You and Parasite and stuff like that. But Alive 2 is just like balls out the whole time. And I kind of dig that a lot. So, man, I don't know what I would do. I think I'm going to say Alive 2. And what edges it out is you get five extra killer songs, right? Studio tracks.
Right, yeah.
So maybe I'd say Alive 2 today, you know, just to be different.
All right, so you guys out there listening, you tell us what you think. You have all these different, things that we put together. You tell us what you think. PodcastRockCity1@gmail.com. I want to remind you guys to go and like us on Podomatic. Go to PodcastRockCity.com. You can get t-shirts directly from that website. There's a link. Click on it. Some of Jody's designs and some of our friend Kevin's designs are on there. And don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes. Jody, you ready?
I am.
All right, let's hit it.
Podcast Rock City, Sweet 16.
All right, Sweet 16! Yes! Sweet 16!
What are we waiting for?
Let's stop this pussyfooting around.
Oh, yeah!
Right?
Sweet 16! All right, listen!
So we're going to do the Sweet 16 of the Golden Era B-sides, all right?
Ooh.
So from 74 to 78, there's a lot of singles, and we're going to use the B-sides from those and figure out what was the coolest B-side of the Golden Era.
So, yeah. All right.
So in the first round, we're talking Detroit Rock City, which is a B-side because they re-released it as, you know, with Beth as the A, but Detroit versus Nothing to Lose.
Wow, I'm going to go Nothing to Lose.
I'm going to have to second that.
You guys and your butt loving, okay.
Okay.
How about Take Me versus Rock and Roll All Night Live?
Right, right. I'll go with Take Me.
I would too.
Any way you want.
Everyone. Yeah. We've talked about it. Man, that old bootleg from, like, I guess it's the Summit or somewhere. It's fucking brutal. All right, so how about Shock Me versus God of Thunder?
Oof. Shock Me.
God of Thunder.
Really?
Yeah.
I had to go Shock Me, dude.
That's a tough one, man.
Yeah, it is tough, but... Shock Me, Ace is solo.
Mm-hmm. All you gotta say is Ace, dude.
Ace. Space with Ace.
Yeah, Ace is God, brah. How about I Stole Your Love versus Hotter Than Hell?
I Stole Your Love.
There it is. And always, once that enters, it's pretty much gonna win this damn thing.
Yeah. Well, gotta wait and see.
We'll see, but man, oh man, I Stole Your Love. I'd be scared if I was the rest of these songs. How about 100,000 Years versus Andrew's all-time favorite Kiss song, Beth?
I don't hate Beth.
I know, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, 100,000 Years.
Definitely 100,000 Years. And it might take this thing now.
That's a tough one.
So you guys didn't want Beth to win?
No.
So we have Detroit and Beth on this list because they're both freaking B-sides.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. This one is too easy as far as I'm concerned. Tomorrow and Tonight versus Love Theme from Kiss.
Love Theme. Yeah.
Tomorrow and Tonight.
Andrew's lost his mind, folks.
We got tomorrow and Tonight. I don't even have to listen to Joey. He doesn't even have to vote. I win. There we go. Tomorrow and Tonight.
Of course.
It's funny.
You by a toxic lake, Joe? That's
crazy. I am by a toxic lake. I was swimming in it.
So how about Almost Human versus Mr. Speed?
I'm going to go
Mr. Speed. Can we take out the congas? Like, that's a tough one. I really like both. Probably Mr. Speed.
Joe?
Mr. Speed.
Mr. Speed takes it. All right, well, Getaway versus Sweet Pain.
Getaway.
Oh, I really like both of those songs, but I'm going to go with Getaway.
Getaway will take
it. Goddamn right you are.
A little DTK love. All right, so we're into round two, fellas. We're looking at Nothing to Lose versus Take Me.
Take Me.
Take Me.
Oh, yeah. For sure. How about Shock Me versus I Stole Your Love?
I Stole Your Love.
I Stole Your Love.
Yep. Sorry, Ace. I Stole Your Love, though, dude. All right, so 100,000 years or Tomorrow and Tonight?
100,000 years.
I'll go 100,000 years on that one, too.
Yeah, I probably would, too, on that matchup. Not crazy, you know. All right, so how about Mr. Speed versus Getaway? Both of which I've covered on Strange Ways. Go check those out. Little shameless plug there.
No, that's good. I would go with Getaway.
And what did you say, Andrew?
Getaway.
All right, well, Getaway takes it. It's the first one I haven't really felt, fellas. I said Mr. Speed. All right, round three, we're looking at Take Me or I Stole Your Love.
I Stole Your Love.
Yeah, I Stole Your Love.
Yep. All right, then. This is a pretty obvious one. 100,000 years or Getaway? Can't believe Getaway made it so far.
100,000 years.
Joe?
Yeah, 100,000 years.
Yep. So it comes down. Here you go, fellas. I Stole Your Love or 100,000 years.
You have to go 100,000.
Which version are we talking? Is this the record version, not the live version?
Yeah, these are studio singles. B-sides.
I'm going to go with I Stole Your Love.
Yeah, me too. So there we go.
Well, that was Jody's infamous dun dun dun. Sweet 16, and
it wasn't of really course, evil. You mean, like, it was kept your music then.
Oh yeah, we.
That kind of sounded diabolical.
It is diabolical.
It's infamous.
And we've been putting it in, and so that was a good one, Jody. Thank you for taking the time to put
thanks,
that
Jody.
Together.
Yep, yep.
Hey, listen. I want to thank Andrew for coming on and doing the show with us. Thank you guys out there
for
listening.
Having me on.
Absolutely, thank you guys for listening to the show. Don't forget, like I said, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Send us emails. You guys do it every week, and I enjoy reading them. As a matter of fact, I got some Kiss poetry, and next week on the show, I'm going to read it.
Cool.
That one of our listeners wrote, and they were telling. No.
Wait, she's still. No, I think she's dead.
I think she's dead.
Oh.
It's okay. Jody, you got anything to add?
I always have to add. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Happy Memorial Day. Hope you're eating some barbecue, sitting by the lake somewhere. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Andrew?
I have to agree with that. Yeah, have a happy, safe Memorial Day. And, yeah, enjoy the long weekend.
Yeah, nice long weekend.
I said, like, a question.
Yeah, it is a long weekend. Yeah, so, hey, listen, you guys, I know that we don't talk about it a lot, but don't forget Wednesday nights on KGFRocks.com. You can hear Jody and I do a live radio show, and we play lots of Kiss and Kiss-related music. So KGFRocks.com, 8:30. Just go to our Facebook page, and you just click the link, and the player winds up right on your on your phone or on your computer, and you can listen to Jody and I hang out and play all your favorite Kiss tunes. And we go deep sometimes too. That sounds terrible. How about we play deep cuts all the time? That's
every
right.
Time.
Yeah, balls deep. All right, no.
We go all in and blast you in the face,
yeah.
And always mercy. Leave you smiling.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, you know what I'm going to say. Thank you guys for listening. We listen to Kiss podcasts and podcasts. We love them. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love after this show in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f- oh, f- me. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album.
Kiss podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.